On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Len Stanton joins us from Focus on the Family. He's a regular contributor to Daily Citizen. That's dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com. And we're going to touch on some of the things covered in an article he wrote earlier this week. Focus on the Family Marriage Report. Few troubled marriages seek needed help. And along with that, Glenn, you know, I think this, which by the way, welcome back in. Great to have you in regularly now.
Yes, Steve, thank you. It's literally the bright spot of my week. You can tell me whether you actually believe that, but no, it's, I love being with you every Friday.
Well, last week we talked about, in spite of, you know, news of the past where, divorce that had been on the, the uprise. Actually, we saw good numbers in regards to marriage and divorce. And really, Glenn, in spite of the fact that society may want us to think, you know, hey, marriage, man, it's the end of days for marriage. There's actually some really good news. And I love we're going to take time to encourage people to find out some secrets, not really a big secret, but maybe to some, of stronger and healthier marriages.
Yeah, no, that's right. And this stems from a major marriage study that Focus on the Family did with a major polling group up in Canada called Ipsos Polling Group. And that's where the article that I wrote came from. But yeah, this Marriage in America, Marriage Health in America report that Focus on the Family did, and I highlight a connection to this report in my article. But yeah, we found some very, very interesting things through this research at Focus on the Family. The biggest thing is that 74% of U.S. marriages report being healthy. The couples themselves or the individuals in those marriages, 74% of them believed that they were in a healthy marriage and that the healthiest marriages were among what we call convictional Christians, not just, you know, Christians who say they're Christian in name, but who take scripture seriously, who are living out, you know, a daily and regular discipleship in Christ, who attend church regularly, who take their faith seriously. They were the ones that had the healthiest and happiest marriages. And we shouldn't be surprised at that because Christian discipleship, commitment to Christ, makes a difference in how couples not only just view their marriage, but how they behave in their marriages. And so that was a big, big finding that we discovered in the Marriage Health in America report that Focus on the Family just recently released.
Now, Glenn, have you found, and what would you say the impact? You know, I mean, we are salt and light in our communities, in our culture, whether in America, around the world, but what kind of impact does the Christian faith, and, you know, obviously if we're practicing our faith, we're practicing the things that the Bible tells us about marriage, what kind of impact does it have on marital health, and really reshaping marriage, that marriage conversation in America in general?
Well, we find that it has a very positive impact, and that is, first of all, you know, couples who take their faith seriously, they go into marriage knowing that marriage is a covenant. Marriage is not about the emotional feeling of love. It is a choice to make a commitment to love and care for the other person, to sacrifice yourself for the other person, and to know that marriage is intended to last a lifetime. That makes a remarkable difference because couples going into marriage saying, you know what? There is no escape hatch here. There is no plan B. I am committing to you for life before God and before my family and before my friends to love you, to care for you, to sacrifice myself for you. That we find makes a huge difference, not only because the individual is more committed, but the spouse knows that my husband or my wife is in this, that they have my best interest in mind, because that's how you make marriage work, that self-sacrificial love. And so that drives the couple to behave in a different way, to not fight for their own interests and own desires, which we see increasingly, unfortunately, in this world. But that's an important thing. But the other is just faith and a common faith that, I mean, you know, it's such a cute, trite little phrase, the couple that prays together stays together. But there's sociological data to show that that is actually true. It is the power of prayer, the protective nature of prayer, but it's also a sociological factor of the couple having a common sense and value of, we are in this marriage before God, and we both come before God asking His help to make this marriage work. And doing that, even if it doesn't happen every day, but it happens more days than not, praying together as a couple, that bonds the couple in a unique way. And we don't have this research in this report, but the research that I've done, you know, studying marriage, we also find that couples that pray together have a more intimate relational life, physically, because of the intimacy that is explored in prayer. You know, exposing yourself in that way, being vulnerable in that way, that translates over into a fulfilling sexual and physical life, romantic life for the couple as well. So what we found in this study is that faith makes a profound difference and a profound beneficial difference in the lives of married couples. And this is good. This is encouraging news. And it's what we have been preaching and what we exist at Focus on the Family to help couples do, is help their marriages thrive in Christ.
Yeah, I there's a lot. I'm taking notes, Glenn, and we could actually, you know, we've probably said this before in our conversation, we could spend an hour talking about the subject, but let me pull from what you said. Some really practical things that I hope the listener picked up on. One of which, and I will testify, we're 38 years in, me and my wife, and you know, it's still a work. You know, you still need to work at it. However, I was talking to a couple of young men that were talking about marriage. I happened to be overhearing, and I said, "Hey, I'm not eavesdropping, but guys, let me tell you something." When you can get to the point where, you know, you wanted to do this, but she wanted to do that, you know, and there's no wrong. It's just, you know, different personalities and different likes and dislikes. And when you're prepared to sacrifice, you mentioned this, what you want, because you want what's best for your spouse, you're willing to die to yourself, and honestly, when you first start that, I will testify that it kind of hurts. and my listeners have heard me say it. I'm going to say it again because I believe it's true. Practice makes permanent. And if you practice that, sometimes, and I don't know that I can line up scripture with this. Maybe someone else could help me with that. But sometimes the action comes before the feeling. And I will tell you, the longer I've practiced that, and I'm not perfect at it, but the longer I've practiced that, the more that it brings joy to my heart when I see her receive things that bless her. Yeah. So, and that sounds very, you know, okay, listen, I'm still a jerk, But I just want to encourage couples to practice that. The other thing that I heard in what you were saying, you know, and praying together and, you know, living out our faith together, which again, we're 38 years in and we could do this much better than we're doing it now. But, yeah. You know, you often hear people say, you know, that couple, they kind of almost look like each other.
Right.
And I think on a spiritual level, when we're practicing our faith together, there's, you know, we're synergistic with each other, and people looking at us, believers and unbelievers alike, are going to see that. And especially, you know, you're going to encourage believers that are maybe having the same struggles you are. And, those that don't know the Lord may ask, how do you guys pull that off? And boy, what an open door that is. And like I said, Glenn, we could spend an hour talking about this, but those are some of the things that I pulled from what you walked us through. And I would encourage our listeners to go and read this article at the Daily Signal. If you missed it at the top, it's Daily Citizen, dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com. Just do a search for Glenn Stanton and you'll see the article, Focus on the Family Marriage Report, Few Troubled Marriages Seek Needed Help. And there is help to be found. And Glenn, we'll end it with this. Aim our listeners at where they can find that help, especially through Focus on the Family.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we come into work every day at Focus on the Family to help families thrive. And we have a wonderful counseling department, pastors and professional therapists. They can find that help at 1-855-771 and the word help. I'll say that again, 1-855-771 and the word help. And we have people here ready to just hear what people need and see how we can help. And we are delighted to be able to do that.
Yeah. And you can go to the family and marriage section as well at focusonthefamily.com for more resources. dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com. That's where you'll find Glenn Stanton's content along with other great articles. Glenn, look forward to catching up again next week and equipping the KLYT audience with great information found at Daily Citizen.
Absolutely, Stephen. Blessings to you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.